tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Wednesday, the 3rd of July, 2019. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, I'm very pleased to say that today I have a co-host with me. I have the revisionist historian Carolyn Yeager with me today from carolynyeager.net. Carolyn, how are you doing today? Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Sven. I'm doing well.
Excellent, excellent. And we've got news from America to discuss today. We've been concentrating on Germany a lot recently, but there's been a couple of news stories which we think are quite important and need to be discussed. And the first one is to do with this white girl, Mackenzie Lueck, who appears to have suffered a horrific death by a Negro that she was mysteriously going out to visit at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm just really baffled by this, Carolyn, as to how it could happen, really. What are your thoughts on it? And let the listeners know exactly what this news story is about.
Oh, well, I'm fascinated with it, but mostly I'm so curious, like of what you just said. Why did she do what she did? This is the thing I'm afraid is not going to come out because they don't want to talk about it. You know, that's politically incorrect to discuss why she would. she was coming home from, she has a very good credentials as a college student, 23 years old, graduating this year. She's a senior and she's has a very good record of taking extra specialties, and she's a nursing student, and she was employed, had jobs in laboratories and so on in connection with her specialty interests, and very attractive, and she's a Mormon. From a Mormon family, her parents, though, moved back to California, or maybe always lived there. I don't know. But she's going to school in Salt Lake City. And she is her religion is Mormon. And what that has to do with it, I don't know. They haven't gone into that. But there she was. And she was her grandmother, who she apparently was very close to her grandparents. And she had her grandmother just died, and she was back in California for the funeral and was just coming back to Salt Lake City. So you'd think she would have been in a, you know, in a mood of feeling, you know, all those family connections and some certain amount of grief and so on. But she's like all young people today, I guess. She's into texting and dating apps and all. You know, and I did read a thing that gave me a little, it was interesting to me that she was known to date older men, and also that she was had been in a, this is probably from her friends, she was currently dating several men casually, or, you know, dating several different people casually. I don't know. I never dated casually. I never had that many dates, you know, that I just dated a lot.
I think she was on a sugar daddy dating site. And I think the point of that is that it's an older man who's got a lot of money. So I think she was possibly sort of dating these people in exchange.
Well, that's where they got the idea that she was dating older men. If they know that from her digital record that she was on this dating site with older men. See, I didn't get that sugar daddy thing, so you read something more than I did there. So it may not mean all that much. You know, she may have just been hooked on dating sites. I don't know what I see. I find this so interesting because it's so foreign to me that you're hunting around for men online. See, this is way before my time. I mean, way after my time. So, for men to date or to hook up with or to know. So this is a part of it, of course. So anyway, so she's, has texted this black guy a few times. But apparently they never met. And I don't know if she had a picture of him. She may have, because he had pictures of her. But he had been apparently investigating her. You know, he had been looking on. But you see, people put all this information online now, these young people. She had a Facebook page. She had a Instagram, which I guess she was pretty active on, you know, showing all these pictures of herself and talking about herself. And so it's like you're advertising yourself. And then if you then go on dating apps, well, then people will look you up. And it's like you're putting yourself on the market in some way. It almost makes me think of a slave market that, you know, we're like we're going backwards in time instead of forwards, where we have some privacy and can be picky about what we want to, who we want to associate with. No, you're just opening yourself up to everything. And then she had this attitude of being concerned about human rights and loving everyone. And so I'm sure she had all that idea about equality and anti-racism and so on. But then it's like she's coming back. She arrives on the plane in Salt Lake City at about 1 o'clock in the morning, or between 1 and 2. And she gets a ride on a Lyft or a taxi ride and tells them she wants to go to the park, Hatch Park in Salt Lake City. So he takes her there, and there's a car there at the place she wanted to go, and nobody around, of course. It's now going on 3 o'clock in the morning. And she gets out and meets the person there. And the Lyft driver sees that and says they were friendly and she wasn't distressed or anything. She puts her bag in his car, and that's the last that the report said that we are being told so far that I know of. And then the Lyft driver goes off, leaves, because she seems to be fine. You know, she seems to know the person she met. And it was this black, I'm sure, you know, they haven't definitely said, but the last I've seen, it would have been this black man. And he's black, too, not just a little bit. He's real black. So, everybody accepts things like that. So what gets me is why an intelligent girl like her, or was she? I don't know. What's wrong with her that she would make such an arrangement and walk into this absolute danger, putting herself entirely in the hands of a person she did not know. Bad enough, but when he's not of her race or anything, you know, then that's even worse, because we know the history of, we know the record of black men and white women, but she was in total denial about that. I start thinking about, was she somebody who was really into kinky stuff, was really wanting to have a secret life of some sort? You know, I saw a picture of her. It was on one of these sites, and she had put it on her Facebook page, and she was fixed up to look like an older, very sophisticated, like almost like madam type woman. I mean, she had her hair back, she had this bright, deep red lipstick, and the picture was posed, and she was her expression and everything was of a woman in her 30s or something who was very sophisticated and glamorous, almost like an old-time movie star type thing. And she posted that. She had that. She did that up, you know, like maybe she was into, makes me think maybe she was into role playing or she liked to, you know, do funny things like that. But it's just entirely ridiculous. And she cannot be, was unforgivable of her to put herself in that situation and put all her family and friends through all this. And then, you know, what happened to her. And I hope that she was, this might sound terrible. I don't know how it worked out. I don't know if we'll ever know. You know, I don't know if the police in further questioning this Ayula guy will get more information or he won't give it to him because he doesn't seem to be any dummy when it comes to, you know, being deceitful and so on. But I don't think they'll tell us. I don't think we'll know because they don't want it because it'll hurt her family and they don't want to put this stuff out there. You know, about what
there's,
she might have gone
through. I think there's two options. There's one that she's very, very naive, which she could be coming from this Mormon family. But the fact that she's on this sugar daddy site, I mean, that shows that she's a bit of a gold digger. So she's out there looking to make money. And I think that's probably what she was doing, was looking to make money from this black guy. And this black guy had written a book about setting fire, I think, to a woman. And he was setting up a room with meat hooks in it and all sorts of weird stuff that this guy that was asked to do that has gone to the police about. And they've actually found in his garden, I think they found desecrated remains of a female that's obviously been set fire to.
Yeah.
And that's something else that these blacks
her.
Do.
They immolate matches people. Her DNA.
Yeah, and they set fire to people, don't they? They don't just rape women, white women. They set fire to them. I can remember when I did the race war section at the Daily Stormer, constantly there were stories of disgruntled ex-black mm-hmm. boyfriends killing the white girlfriend and then setting fire to them. It's just something they do. They must like immolating women or something.
Yeah, right. But, see, I don't... But I'm interested in her. I'm interested in... Because I just don't get it. You know, I can't comprehend these girls today and the things they believe and how they can believe it, particularly when they, like, look at her sorority sisters now that loved her so much. They're so sad, but they call this guy the suspect, you know, very proper, and they're so sad for her. They feel they're in so much pain because they loved her, but they don't sound angry at anything, her, him, or the society we live in, and the liberal media that people are being programmed into, and all of that. They don't seem to be questioning anything like that. And you think that they're probably not going to. They just can't do it. And this is the problem. This is, of course, our problem. And it's a big problem. And I don't buy that. I can't think that she was so naive. She was went around. You know, she was too old at 23 to be that naive. She wasn't 17 or something. You know,
I think she's a gold digger. I think she's a gold digger. I mean, do you have to pay university fees?
What gold is she going to get? Well,
university fees,
like into prostitution. She's setting up
close to it, isn't it? Sugar daddy sites.
How would you do that with a black guy like him?
That's the weird thing.
You were gonna,
that's the weird thing.
That doesn't sound like it.
Maybe he had told her that you know he had lots of money because sugar daddy sites. I mean, that is supposed to be somebody that has a lot of money that wants somebody younger to spend the money on.
Have you been to any of these sugar daddy sites?
No, but that's what a sugar daddy means. That's what a sugar daddy is. And so she was obviously a gold digger. And he was apparently on this site. He was on this sugar daddy site, so he would have been posing.
But how do you know she was looking for sugar daddies? Because
she was on the site.
What's the source of that?
Because she was on that site. I mean, there was another author, another journalist.
Well, you know, these kids go on all these sites, and they're interested in finding out about all these things. And she may have gone on there, and she may have thought that was interesting, and she may have, you know, I don't know.
That's what her social media profile said. She'd been on there because some journalist was given the sack for saying that she was asking for it by going on these sites and by dating these men from these sites, because there was a journalist that was sacked for that.
I heard that a journalist was fired, but I never found that story. So fill that in. So he said, how did he know? What did he say?
Apparently from her social media, because people had gone looking at her social media, her Instagram, Facebook, and what have you, and they found a link to the Sugar Daddy site, and then they found that she was registered at the Sugar Daddy site, and also so was this black guy was registered there. So there must be like a profile there of who she's met on there. And I'm sure I read somewhere that her friends had said that she had been doing that. And that's what that is. It's like gold diggers. I mean, it is close to prostitution. You're right. But, I mean, people that go to university now, they have these huge fees that they have to pay, and everybody's expected to go there. We got a huge problem with girls at university in Britain that are prostituting themselves to pay for the university fees. And when they go there on the first day of university, there are all these people there with adverts saying, come and work for me as an escort and pay your fees by working as a high class escort. And they've even got them there on the first day of when people go to university, when, normally you would expect people to go there and have job offers from people or whatever, but they've actually got these pimps there, basically glorified pimps, offering to make them lots of money if they'll, go out on dates with high class men or whatever, with lots of money. So it's a fine line between prostitution, and she could have been involved in all of that. We just don't know. That's the world that we're living
right.
in today.
That's right. That could be. I know she had parents who were not poor, and she had three older brothers. And I think she always felt like the protected baby of the family. That's a possibility, because she had three older brothers, and all the things she'd ever done, nothing bad ever happened to her. So she had this outlook that you should go around loving everyone. That's what her friend said. She was just the most loving person. She never met anybody she, didn't like, that wasn't a friend. And this is how she looked at life. So she may have had this overdone idea of her safety. It's true that she could have been looking for money. With her looks and just her thinking, that could very easily be that she thought she could make some money out of sex, because she didn't feel any moral qualms about it. So that could be. But why she would get in a car with a guy like him, when you look at him, thing is, I don't think that they're ever going to tell us what they find out.
She could have had a darker side to her. I mean, it could be innocent, naive. She could just have been trusting and could have been anti-racist. I mean, we don't really know. But as you say, they probably will try to cover it up to because they don't want people to think about black on white crime, and they don't want people to think that these websites are dangerous, and they want to go out and meet people and, be open about everything on social media. They love all of that. I think they should be teaching kids to be anonymous online. They go on about kids getting bullied and all the rest of it, and yet they don't teach them that, well, you should just be anonymous online and have a different persona.
There's all these people who are anonymous online. Yeah. That gets to be irritating too.
Well, they criticize that.
Because they want to spout their views, and they want people to listen to them, but they have no... You have no idea where their views are coming from, because you have no idea about them and what they are, which that's just the way it is. But with these young people, and a lot of people, they're busy talking about themselves.
One of the problems with sort of not being anonymous, if you're doing the sort of thing that we're doing, is that you then open yourself up for being attacked, which is the other news story that we wanted to talk about. This Andy Ngo, the Asian journalist who was attacked by Antifa and ended up having a brain hemorrhage and being attacked with chemical weapons. Antifa putting quick dry cement in the milkshake that they were throwing. So this Antifa violence has escalated, and he was targeted because he's put himself out there. He's put his face out there. He's put his name out there. They were able to, you know, isolate him, target him. And this is a homosexual Asian guy that just reports on Antifa demonstrations. I mean, you could hardly call him far right, and he's been really seriously attacked. And the Portland mayor told the police to stand down and not to do anything about the violence. I was really shocked to see this. And this has actually been international news, Carolyn. This has been on
RT. Well, I know. I'm up on it. You know, I think the mayor has denied that he told the police to stand down. So that's not, you can't say he told the police to stand down. Ted Cruz said he did, but he said he didn't. Now, the thing is, though, he's led the police. You know, the thing that's interesting there, he's also the police commissioner. He's the mayor and the police commissioner. So the police, I just found this morning was that the police union head, or which would be the head of the Portland Police Association, his name is Daryl Turner, and this mayor police commissioner is Wheeler, and he's a super liberal and the or leftist, and the Portland Police Association head said, in a statement that right now our hands are tied. And he says, it doesn't matter if our citizens are Democrats or Republicans. No one should be attacked in the streets of our city. And blah, blah. And we'd have to take the reins and be able to step forward to let people know where there is wrongdoing. And then he took a swipe at Wheeler, saying the incident was the perfect example of Portland politics at work. And he said, quote, where are the voices condemning the lawlessness and violence? If this violence had been directed at Antifa, there would have been an immediate call for an independent outside investigation. And he added, it's time for our mayor to do two things. Tell both Antifa and Proud Boys that our city will not accept violence in our city, and remove the handcuffs from our officers, and let them stop the violence through strong and swift enforcement action. Enough is enough. So he's saying that the police are, you know, under some kind of orders or whatever, not that they were ordered to not respond, but that they're some kind of handcuffs they've got on, so they can't really do their job. And he said there's no current law. This is interesting. No current law or ordinance prohibiting covering of the face in a protest and commission of a crime, which makes it more difficult for investigators to identify perpetrators of the violence. And this is exploited by these criminals. So, I don't think people should be able to go around with their face covered, period, including these damn Muslim women. I just don't. Our society is completely schizophrenic in what it says it believes in and what it then actually practices. Fox had a story this morning with three pictures of these people unmasked. Two were women, and one was this skinny. There was two sets of pictures. One had the had him in their closing, during the riot, and the other was in the after they were arrested and all that stuff taken off. And they're weird looking people. These two women, really very unfeminine, and women that are. I don't know if they're all lesbians or what, but they don't look like any women I'd like to get close to at all. They're weird. They're just mean looking. And they're just so convinced. They're such communists or whatever, you know, they're just so convinced about it. They just think they should destroy their enemy, which is anybody who doesn't want worldwide anarchy, I guess. You know, I mean, these people ought to be treated much more seriously. But here's the hour of the three that were appearing in court. The first one was charged with serious enough stuff, multiple counts of assault, including on a public safety officer. But the other one, the guy, was just charged with harassment, and the other female was charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. So what'll that get them, you know? That doesn't seem to be serious enough.
They need to be designated as a terrorist organization. You know, they're using violence for political aims. It's escalating from punching people to putting chemicals into milkshakes. I mean, quick drying cement will do a lot of damage. I've been reading about another Antifa group that's threatening to put muriatic acid into balloons with wax there as well, so that it'll burn
through
the skin.
Yeah, and they're adding burning chemicals. They encouraged adding skin burning type chemicals to this quick drying cement that they put into the milkshakes.
It's horrific. Now, the other thing is, they use the same excuse. The police use the same excuse every time. They say, well, we didn't make any arrests because we thought that would escalate the situation. And I've heard that so many times, and it's only ever used to justify not arresting the Antifa. They say, well, it would escalate the situation if we try to arrest them. So it's basically saying if it's Antifa, they can do whatever they like. They're not going to be arrested because if they do arrest them, there might be a riot. And it's the same excuse.
And
you have to
look behind that and say, is, you know, someone like this mayor or what, you know, what's behind the attitude of the police? Because the police always say they want to do their job, but then they say they can't. So it's right for these senators and congressmen or whatever to come out. Ted Cruz is one of my senators, and I don't like his attitude, absolute kissy attitude to Israel on every single issue, but so I dislike him a lot of the time, but on things like this he comes through. At least he does something. He's better than any Democrat would be. So and he's right, somebody should be speaking up here much more strongly than they're doing. They're all tied by political correctness, both in the Luke story with that woman and what they're going to tell us about her and what she was doing, and by the and in this kind of thing with the Antifa and the what's going on in our cities, we're all tied up. And I got to get this in, Sven. Even on Fox News, which is the only one that gives you anything close to what's really going on, they continually preach. I mean, it's baked in that racism of any kind is wrong, wrong, wrong. It's just baked into their thinking. And that's like totally, that's America today. That's American, that's our Constitution or something. You know, they act like this is just, we are not racist in any way. And we have to be racist. We know that the only way out of this mess is to acknowledge racial differences and to not think that we're all the same. But that's what nobody will allow, even the Republicans and even Donald Trump or anybody, even the populace in Europe that we stand behind and support. They don't say it either. Nobody can say it. And it all stems back to what they did to Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists in World War II. It stems back to that. You can take it even further if you want to, but that's the main place. And nobody can go there. That's out of bounds. You can't go there. I wrote a comment to the Occidental Observer just a couple days ago to an article that was all about what's happened to the white race and how we need to come back and do exactly what Adolf Hitler was doing and his National Socialist Party in Germany back then. But he only mentions that one little time in the very beginning of this long article. And I said, why can't we have a conversation about that? here, and I wrote, it's pretty good. I tried to not be angry and, you know, be reasonable and so, but it wasn't published. They won't do it, and they're white, pro-white people, supposedly.
so even they censored it. Amazing. That's incredible. I mean, that it is, you know, it's the same. We've got websites over here or newspapers, the Daily Express, the Daily Mail, and they will show all the black on white crime. But the instant anyone white starts to try and speak about it or set up a group like Generation Identitaire or Britain First, even these CivNat groups, they'll attack them. They will remorselessly attack them and call them racists and neo-Nazis and all the rest. And you just think, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't point out what's happening to white people and then attack the white people that tried to do anything about it. And it's the same in America. This is why we have our alternative media. This is why we make our podcast, Carolyn, is because we're the only ones that are speaking the truth about this. Well, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. God bless and hail victory.
Radio Aryan. Dot.